Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with a cry of joy. For the Lord Most High is to be feared. He is the great King over all the earth. He subdues the people under us and the nations under our feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob whom he loves. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, in the season of Lent. Take a moment to be still and become aware of God's presence within you and all around you. Early in the morning, I cry out to you, for in your word is my trust. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, because of your love and because of your faithfulness. Psalm 115. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Then some Sadducees, who deny the resurrection, came to him. Jesus said to them, "Surely the reason why you are wrong is that you understand neither the scriptures nor the power of God. Now about the dead rising again, have you ever read the book of Moses in the passage about the bush, how God spoke to him and said, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' He is God, not of the dead, but of the living. You are very much mistaken." Mark 12. Those who planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. The Morning Song. Our days are like the grass. We flourish like a flower of the field. When the wind goes over it, it is gone, and its place shall know it no more. But the merciful goodness of the Lord endures forever on those who fear him, and his righteousness on children's children, on those who keep his covenant and remember his commandments and do them. Psalm 103. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. O God, who before the passion of your only begotten Son revealed his glory upon the holy mountain, grant that I, beholding by faith the light of his countenance, may be strengthened to bear my cross and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory through Jesus Christ my Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. Go forth in the peace and in the presence of Christ.